you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. Whenever you call, text, tweet, whatever you do. No one sent a strippergram, but if they had, you'd want to put odds on it.
That's right.
That's how it works. A couple people wanting some clarification on your pick because you said ULL minus 10.5. They're plus 10.5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking ULL.
Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying that.
So did I say minus?
Yeah, you said minus.
I thought I said they're at home. I said they're not that good, but they're at home. I'll take 10.5 at home.
You did after you said they were minus 10.5.
Okay.
So
apologies,
that's
America.
We're just clarifying. Just clarifying for the people. A lot of people are asking, is the audiobook on iTunes? No. It's on our website. You can buy it directly that way. We have chosen on all of our projects not to do business with them because they charge an exorbitant amount, which means we'd have to charge more. So we're able to not charge you a whole hell of a lot of money because our costs are not eaten into by iTunes. So yeah. It downloads very easily, and you can put it right there on your phone, right there on your laptop, whatever you want to do. You can go to GalMediaPublishing.com and download it that way. You can go to our you can go to my website, download it directly off of there. You can go to it's on Podcast Arena on the Blitz page. You can download it directly off of there. So plenty of places to go to get it. And every now and then I'll tweet it out too, but those are all the easiest ones. Let's squeeze on a quick phone call, and then I want to talk Ronda Rousey and some other stuff. Let's get Corey on real quick.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds that Brock Osweiler is going to throw as many, if not more, touchdowns than Tom Brady is going to get wins? I'll hang up and listen.
Hold on.
That's fairly random.
He's going to throw
more touchdowns than Tom Brady gets wins.
Oh.
Most Brady can get is 12. He's going to throw more than 12 touchdown passes. He might throw more than 12 interceptions, too. In fact, I'm pretty sure he will. But, yeah. Okay. Ronda Rousey's back.
Supposedly so.
And what do you think?
I mean, I think that people are going to sleep on Ronda more than likely because she's been out for so long, but she's still Ronda Rousey. She's still arguably the best female fighter the second best female fighter in the world. I'm excited to see her fight. Nunes is no joke. I mean, she's a good fighter. It's not going to be like she walks back and just crushes this chick and, hey, it's same old. No, this is going to be a legit fight. But, I think even more exciting is the fact that Dana White said today that Ronda Rousey and Cyborg, that fight is going to happen. And he said it's going to be the biggest pay-per-view ever. And the reason why I think it will happen, and this is a rare, I don't know if I want to say it's like a, I don't know if it's a, like a, what do you call it, a conflict of interest, but she's in a rare spot that she is represented as an athlete by the same people who now own the UFC. So basically her management company, her agent, owns the UFC. So they have every reason to want to make that fight happen. Like on both ends, they need that fight to happen. But, I think that the UFC is going to, they're probably going to add that 145-pound weight class. They're probably going to let Cyborg become the champion of it. And then they're going to make a super fight, assuming Ronda wins this fight against Amanda Nunes in December. But then they're going to, that will be the next fight, is if Ronda wins and they do this 145 division, which I think they're going to do now, they are going to have a super fight. And it sounds crazy when I think about all the great fighters that have come over the time of the UFC. It probably will be the biggest pay-per-view draw ever in the UFC, because that's a fight that people have been wanting to see forever.
We have the announcement, right, John? Can we play that? I kind of curious what Dana had to say.
Ronda Rousey is back. Ronda Rousey is going to be back. She will fight December 30th for the title.
So that will be UFC 207 in Vegas.
In Vegas against Amanda Nunes for the title.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Guess that settles it. Was that?
Yeah.
That was Colin, huh? He was on Colin when he said that?
I mean, the UFC and Fox Sports, they're in bed together. That's no surprise.
So,
other MMA news, and John Jones deleted his tweet. I quote tweeted him, and he deleted it. So it's now I've got one of those "this tweet is unavailables" under my quote tweets.
I hate when that happens.
That say John Jones is so disconnected from reality. John Jones, like someone said, I wish John Jones would beat the crap out of Greg Hardy. And John Jones, of course, is like, why? I'm a big fan of him trying to do this. Let's all lift him up and see what he can do in this sport. I think he's great. It's like, dude, I mean, he just doesn't get it.
No.
And John Jones is one of those. He's one of the few guys that I think is maybe even too stupid to handle his own Twitter. Like, maybe they just need to move away and say, hey, man, his stupidity to talent, it's so out of whack. I mean, there are very few guys who are as great at what they do as he is that are also just completely clueless. It's really unbelievable to see. And that's what there's no other excuse for why he would be in this. He's like Mike Tyson. That's the only guy I can think of where, like, his mental capacity is so far on the opposite spectrum of his God-given talent that it just makes for a total mess. And that's what John Jones is. He's a total mess. And of course John Jones comes out defending a guy who beats up his girlfriend. Of course he does. Yeah, he'd be great for the sport.
On a bed full of guns. Let's not forget that part.
Yeah, he'd be great for the sport.
Yeah.
Maybe they could set up a cage match where the cage floor is covered in AKs. Greg Hardy could slam his opponent down onto the AK-47s. He's got a lot of experience in that. I mean,
sounds like more of what Vince McMahon might be looking for instead of Dana White.
I just don't understand. I mean, John Jones, of all people, like from a PR perspective, should be minding his P's and Q's. But
he's not smart enough to do that.
He just doesn't get it.
And to be fair, most athletes aren't the brightest in the galaxy. So for you to say,
I don't know. I mean, like, I know a lot of fighters that are really smart guys, handle social media really well.
Yeah,
I mean,
most of those guys are guys who are starting out and who have other jobs and who've worked themselves up in something else first.
Yeah.
And that are smart people to begin with who happen to do MMA in general. And I think it varies sport to sport. I think what you're seeing is in MMA, you see a lot more people who are actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
So when you get a guy like this, you're just okay. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We got some quarterback news to get to. First off, your buddy Jay Cutler, one of your favorite guys.
One of my favorites.
He's open to moving on from the Bears.
Man, there's something going on with the Bears. I heard audio yesterday, or maybe it was today, this morning, I don't know, of Martellus Bennett talking
about... I have
about,
that.
You have Martellus Bennett, what he said about when he was with the Bears?
I got two guts. I got one on Jay Cutler and one on the Bears.
Let's hear them both.
Okay.
We just had a bunch of bitches on the roster. That's why we didn't win games. And coaches like the bitches.
Yeah. Some people that you want to be a leader is not the guy that's the leader. And everyone in the locker room knows that this is not the leader. But this is what you want the face of the team to look like.
So if the first one was on the Bears and the second one was on Jay Cutler.
What was with the porno music in the background?
I don't know. They doing this thing on E60 and that's the music that they decided to put it behind.
All right. I was just curious. I don't know what's going on there, but I know that Adam Gase has shown some interest in bringing him to Miami.
Of course, Adam Gase got a lot out of Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the few guys in the last couple of years that has. I mean, I say that, but let's also put things in perspective and pretend that we're in Chicago for a second.
Oh, no. Do I have to be a Cub fan?
No.
Okay, good. Can I be a Bears fan but not a Cub fan?
Jay Cutler is essentially the Matt Schaub of Chicago. While it's obvious that it's very frustrating to have that guy there, the reality is he's the best quarterback they've ever had.
Well, but which Matt Schaub are we talking about? Are we talking about Matt Schaub that melted down?
They're the same guy. Well, they give you the remarkable ups and then they give you the miserable lows.
Well, no, because Schaub at the end just fell completely off the map. So are you comparing him to the Schaub before that? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, I'm not comparing
because
him to
I don't think Cutler has fallen completely.
I'm not comparing
off
him to like a pick six in every game, Matt Schaub.
Right. Okay, but that's what I'm.
But the way that people were frustrated that Matt Schaub was, he had this ceiling and he was never. And I believe he's never going to win a championship here. But the truth of the matter is, Matt Schaub is the best quarterback in the history of the Houston Texans. So while he wasn't good enough to be, you know, the guy that takes you to a Super Bowl, he's still better than anything you've ever had in your history. So it was hard for them to move on from him.
Yes, I think the difference is it was easy to move on when he completely melted down. Cutler hasn't had that complete meltdown. Cutler is still that Matt Schaub where you say, well, he is the best we've ever had. And
is he good enough to win us a Super Bowl? Probably not. Is he better than – is he still one of the best 20 quarterbacks in the league? Yeah. So what do? Do you get rid of I think Jay Cutler probably falls into that 15 to 20 range of NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, and he might have been 10 to 15 at one time. Yeah. And so,
but do you get rid of that and just remember, there's 32 teams in the league. If you've got a top 20 guy, but he's not a top 5 or 10 guy, do you get rid of that guy and cross your fingers and hope that the next guy is a top 10 guy? Because let me tell you, the Bears – in their history, have never had a top 10 guy, at least a consistent, regular top 10 guy. Jay Cutler is the best quarterback the Bears have ever had. So, and the Bears have a lot longer history than the Texans. So I would think it'd be difficult to move on. And, you know, in theory, getting someone better than Jay Cutler sounds like it's easy. Do you really think Brian Hoyer at his best is better than Jay Cutler?
No.
At his best?
Because I've seen it. You've seen it. Brian Hoyer is a pretty good backup quarterback. He can win a few games for you in a row, but the larger the body of work is, the more likely he is to fall apart.
And the reality is, in the NFL, players are looked at by their ceiling much more than they're looked at by their floor. That's how talent is evaluated in the NFL. If you're a high ceiling guy, you will get chance after chance. And Jay Cutler's ceiling is significantly higher than Brian Hoyer's. His floor, significantly lower than Brian Hoyer's because he will have that meltdown game. But that's a tough spot that they're in with him, man. And if he can get out of there, maybe it's best for both parties to get a fresh start. But I think the Bears should be sticklers about it. I wouldn't just go giving that guy up to anybody for just any old thing. You know, I'd want more than a 6th-round draft pick because the likelihood that the Bears find somebody in the next 2 years that's better than Jay Cutler, it's pretty low.
Well, if they continue on the path they're going on, they're going to have a top-5 pick and they're going to be able to go and get somebody that way. But there's no guarantee,
that's
as we know.
That's a 50-50 proposition?
If that. I think we've gone and done the research. It's less than 50%.
You got a top-5 draft pick? Well, you might have a player.
Yeah, you might have picked Carson Wentz. You might have picked Jared Goff.
Right.
We don't know. We won't know.
Well, and even those two guys, we don't know what they are yet.
Yeah. We know we have a 5-game body of work right. on one and a 0-game body of work yeah. on the other.
We don't know who's better. Yeah. Jared Goff could end up having a way better career than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz may something might get into his head, and he's suddenly the Robert Aguayo of quarterbacks. I mean, who knows? But you definitely won't know for 2 years. I mean, if you're going to do anything, keep Jay Cutler and do what the Rams are doing. Play Jay Cutler, draft a quarterback of the future, and then move on from him. You know, don't just say, "Well, Brian Hoyer, that's the guy we're after."
Yeah, don't
or pay some. They'll take Brian Hoyer for this year and then pay somebody's backup to be a starter last year. Then guess what? You are the Texans.
Texans, welcome.
Yeah,
welcome to Houston.
All right, guys. Fall party season is upon us. You know, you're probably gonna have people over for Thanksgiving, maybe Halloween parties, football parties. Get your carpets, floors, upholstery looking right. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. These guys use powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps. They've been doing it for over 30 years. Cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Wait for them to ask you who you know.
ESPN 97.5.
Ohio State, Wisconsin, college football, 7 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number. Did you see who is upset about, you know, we talked about Kaepernick getting the job?
Yeah.
Guess who's upset about losing the job?
Blaine Gabbert?
Yes.
These guys, it's the entitlement from bad players is so unbelievable.
Yeah, can you play that, John?
It's what the coaches felt best for this team. It sucks. I don't like it. I don't like not playing. We're very forward about that. But at the same time, I'm going to come into work the same way I've always come to work in the 3 years that I've been here. Put my best foot forward. Still continue to prepare. I'm not going to slack on the film work just because I'm not playing. It's not how I'm as a person. It's not how I'm approach this situation. So moving forward, just prepare the same, be the same guy in the locker room, lead these guys, and just keep chipping away.
Yeah, Blaine Gabbert's a tough choice because, listen, I think Blaine Gabbert sucks. I really do. But I also think behind that line, pretty much everybody's going to suck. And Blaine Gabbert has – he's given this team at least some reasonable chances to win games. He played pretty well in the Cowboys game. He played pretty poorly against Arizona. I mean, a lot of guys will play poorly against Arizona. He looked all right against Carolina. Like, I've seen flashes of him being respect. He looked really good week one against the Rams, but he's not consistent.
You got to make a change. He's never been on a good team. Jacksonville was terrible when he's there. San Francisco's terrible. 40 starts, 9 wins, 31 losses in his career. You can't be surprised you're losing your job.
No. And you should absolutely not feel like you're owed something. But, I mean, I can also sort of empathize with the dude because what he's got to work with is pretty poor. You know, and there are – you know, going off that total QBR stat, you know where Blaine Gabbert sits out of 30 eligible quarterbacks?
17?
12th.
Wow.
Here's a list of some of the players he's ahead of on that list. Jameis Winston, Carson Wentz, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, Andy Dalton, Carson Palmer, Cam Newton, Blake Bortles, Alex Smith, Eli Manning, Marcus Mariota, Brock Osweiler. I mean, is he good? No, he's not good. But
the reality is, if
given given the groceries he's been given, he's done all right.
Yeah, I'm hit and miss on that QBR stuff. I watch him and I see a guy who for half the game looks functional, and then for half the game looks like a guy who doesn't belong in the NFL,
right,
which is why he is where he is. But I just think at some point you got to realize if you're not getting the results, then you got to make changes.
Yeah, and the whole, I don't like it one bit. Of course you shouldn't like it.
No, I'm okay with you not liking it, but.
But, I mean, you guys are 1-4. If there's another reasonable option, which they think Colin Kaepernick is a reasonable option, and that what they're getting into now is like the merry-go-round where it's gonna spin around and they're gonna say,
Kaepernick's gonna go out there and suck against
the
Bills.
It's the exact same thing, and
this is gonna be Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer all over again, and that's what happens.
And honestly, like I said, there's not many quarterbacks that would do well with that team right now. They are really, really exceptionally bad. But I do feel a little bit for him. But you can't. You're Blaine Gabbert. You were probably on a short leash to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know what makes you think that you're supposed to get that kind of treatment.
Yeah.
Does it say anything that the report's coming out saying that a lot of his teammates want Kaepernick to start?
Because that's been there
for a couple weeks. So I'm saying I guess my point is, like, if it's your offensive line and they feel like Kaepernick should start, how much of that becomes, okay, I'm not going to protect Gabbert as much as I would Colin Kaepernick?
I don't think guys do that. I could be wrong. I know you get some teams with no character that might pull something like that,
yeah,
but I don't think guys do that.
Maybe like late in the season, but hell, this team may have already given up.
I don't know, maybe.
That's true.
A couple years ago, I think we kind of saw that from the Bears when Cutler was out there, and then he would get destroyed out there, and then they put in, I forgot, what's his name?
McCown.
Yeah, McCown, and they started playing really well.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. The players on this team have seen the Colin Kaepernick show, too. They know how it ends. I mean, they know the guy can't play either. Right? But they're going to learn. San Francisco's going to learn, and Kaepernick, Gabbert, they're basically the same player is what they are. So I see Gabbert being frustrated, but at the same time, he hasn't done enough to be able to stand up and bitch about it either. So he's going to have to go out there and hope that Kaepernick sucks enough to give the job back, which he probably will eventually, and then they'll get back into a rotation.
And Chip Kelly will be back in college next year. And
10 weeks in, we'll know who's crappier, Colin Kaepernick or Blaine Gabbert. Right now, I think it's a tie.
713-780-ESPN. Lauren says, didn't sound like entitlement to me. It sounded like he was bummed about not getting the job. Or I'd say not keeping the job because he got it. But yeah, you got to show more, man. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. Your 10 worst free agent signings so far?
Brock Osweiler.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start at 10. I'll just tell you it's a long way before you get to Brock Osweiler.
Okay.
But he is on the list from USA Today. Reggie Nelson
with
the
Raiders. He's not been
good, yeah. No, he's been terrible. And that was a guy I thought would help him. 2 years, $8.5 million. Not too horrible, but so far, not so good. Cody Sensabaugh with the Rams.
Also not been very good.
No. At number 8 on the list.
They cut him, didn't they? He's already out.
Yeah. There's a couple of these guys have already been cut. Derek Shelby of the Falcons, defensive tackle. And
he's done nothing.
Yeah. Yet to register a single sack and had one quarterback pressure entering this week.
Yeah, not very good. He's an interior guy. Like, sacks, that's not.
But that's kind of, they brought him in to get pressure.
And, yeah, no pressures is bad.
I would say anybody that the Jaguars signed this offseason, but Tayshawn Gibson.
Oh, he's been injured. He can't stay on the field.
And you got a hamstring and then a knee sprain, but 5 years at $36 million. That's a lot. How about Colby Fleener?
I told you so guy here. That guy sucks. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to the Saints. Dude, there were people drafting him like a top 5 tight end in fantasy.
Oh, man.
I said, man, that guy is not good.
And for a team with all that dead money to give that much money to that guy. Oof. Number five, Fitzy.
Oh, yeah. He should be up there for sure.
He's not having the best year. Giants signing Olivier Vernon was one of their big offseason acquisitions.
Okay, I've watched the Giants play a few times. He's not getting sacks, but he's disruptive. He's not. Now, that said, he's making a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, you got
to. Well, you brought him in to get sacks.
Yeah.
And I think you were going to be disappointed in that. He only had 7.5 last year. He's one of those guys, a little bit like Clowney. He gets back there a lot, but he doesn't get the sack.
I don't know if I'd put him that high. I definitely wouldn't put him ahead of Fitzpatrick.
Probably not. Here's another Jaguar for you, Malik Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
6 years, $90
million. Yeah, that's rough.
That's just taking a guy off a really good team who was probably looked better than he was because he was surrounded by talent.
When he's standing next to Von Miller, he looks much better than when he's not standing next to Von Miller.
All right, number two on the list, a quarterback.
Chase Daniel. Yeah.
$21 million for 3 years.
Yeah, that guy's not even playing. Yeah. That's crazy.
And, number one on the list, you will never guess.
He's the worst, huh?
He is the worst signing so far. Yeah, it's five games, and it's always too early to do this stuff, but I love it when people do it, and it involves a Texan because it's funny to me. So
you're enjoying the sadness of Texan fan? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm not enjoying the sadness. I just think, it's kind of interesting. That's all.
It's always tough for fans, like when you pay a guy like they paid him, $72 million. So when a team gives a guy $72 million, fans have to say, well, this is our guy. Like it or not, he's our guy. Sometimes it's difficult for fans to say, man, this guy sucks. But I think now fans are getting to that with him, like where...
I don't know if it's difficult. Fans are always going to... Their guy is either going to be way worse than you think or way better depending on each win and loss. And after the Patriots game, everybody was, oh, this guy's a bust. And then, well, look, they won the game. That's what you get whenever they win, and we're slightly critical of the quarterback's performance. Even though he didn't play very well against the Titans, they won the game. That's all that matters. After last week, they all want to get rid of him.
Brock Osweiler's worse than Brian Hoyer.
He has been so far, absolutely. And if he goes out there and has a really good game against the Colts, which I expect because the Colts' defense is garbage, then everybody's going to talk, oh, you were wrong about him. Look what he did. And I go, we're not wrong yet. That's why it takes more than a few games to tell on a guy and why I've been willing to try to give him the benefit of the doubt. And the farther along we go, the less confident I am that he's worth a damn because I'm seeing regression. I want to see it. So you had a bad game against the Vikings when you were way down. It's going to happen. You had a bad game against the Patriots on a Thursday in New England. Okay, but you didn't show me anything in those games to indicate that, hey, when you get in that situation again, what are you going to do differently?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it yet. Maybe we will.
The offense has not looked good.
Yeah.
Maybe in your fantasy league you drafted DeAndre Hopkins and Lamar Miller thinking that Brock Osweiler was going to be the answer. And if you drafted those guys in the first, second round, so far you've been slightly disappointed, I would say.
Yeah. Hashtag Broncos says, I find it interesting that the guys the Broncos let go that everyone said would kill the team are on that list. Three guys.
Yep.
So.
And the Broncos are 4-1.
Man, they're doing okay. All right. They're doing okay.
If you're stuck with those guys, you don't have to be. Not with DraftKings. Save your season. Win huge money with DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football, which means no season-long commitments. To bust, no season-long commitments to guys who are on the bench now. Never again will injuries have you combing the waiver wire in the middle of the night. Every week is a brand new season at DraftKings. Pick your contest, draft your team, follow the action live. It's simple. Renew old rivalries with friends or, play total strangers across the country. Try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries are winning cash. Even if your current fantasy team's circling the drain, you can still win big money at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. Promo code Houston to play for free for your share over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. The website is DraftKings.com.
The Blitz.
on ESPN 97.5.
And hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on What Are the Odds Wednesday. I'm getting tons of the Dak Prescott, Tony Romo thing. I'll tell you the one scenario I think is most likely to play out odds-wise, in my opinion, and then we'll move on from that because we get asked about it 1,000 times a day. It's always the same thing. But I think the most likely scenario, at some point later in the season, Romo comes back, takes a hit, breaks again, Prescott's back in, and that's how you finish the season.
Yeah.
That's what I think is the most likely scenario. I think Romo is broken beyond repair at this stage of his career. Could be wrong. Hope not, because I like the guy.
Yeah.
But I just don't think at some point when you keep having injuries to your back and you weren't hit that hard in the last one, you just start wondering if the guy's going to make it back. Joshua, who is worse, flip-floppy Texans fan or Dak is our savior Cowboy fan? Everybody's flip-floppy. Every fan base is flip-floppy. I guarantee you, if the Cowboys go into Green Bay and Dak throws a couple interceptions, that whole storyline flips. All right, he's done a good job, but it'll be sure good to get Romo back. That's every fan base.
Yeah.
You love and hate your guys. It's natural. It's fun. Sometimes it's not fun for us when you hear the same thing every single time somebody asks the same question about it. But, I think it's okay to be that way, though. You should care about your team. But I just like for people to step back a little bit.
Right.
I'm getting a bunch of hockey questions all on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. I worked on that for 3 hours, so you've got a full preview of every single team in the league, including yours. Let's try some phone calls. Brian, you're on the Blitz. Go.
How you doing, guys? Love the show.
Sports.
Question is, what are the odds that you think the Buffalo Bills will make the playoffs this year? I realize it's still pretty early in the season, but last three games looked fairly impressive.
Yeah, their first two games looked so horrible that if you told me they were going to play this well their last three games and play that well against pretty good teams, I would have said you were crazy. But that Cardinals win was impressive. The Patriots win was obviously impressive. They get, I think, two of the three worst teams in the league for their next two games, the Niners and the Dolphins. I think you're looking at a team that should be 5-2. But then they get into that Patriots, Seahawks, Bengals stretch, and they've got the Steelers later on in the season. I think they're going to be a borderline playoff team. I think putting odds on it, I'd say I'd probably give them 40%.
I think they've got I think that's probably fair. Because I think they're the second best team in that division.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah, even absolutely. Though the Jets beat them, I think we can agree on that. Second best team in that division. I don't think the AFC South gets more than one. I think we can agree on
right.
that, too.
Let me put it to you like this. The Bills have to be better than the Ravens, the Bengals, and I think either the Titans, or the, I mean, not the Titans.
The Chiefs, Chiefs or the Raiders.
The Chiefs or the Colts-Texans loser. I think the Raiders are making the playoffs. I mean, they're 4-1. I'm not saying it's a lock, but I think that's a good team. You know, I don't think that's fool's gold by any stretch. So I'm going to say if you told me who's the first wild card team out of the AFC, I think it'll be the Raiders. I still think the Broncos win that division, but I think the Raiders are going to go. And then I think, like you said, I think the AFC South will get one team.
Yeah.
Then so the AFC North, you're looking at Pittsburgh's probably going to win the division. Ravens are pretty good, but have up and down days. The Bengals have struggled.
But you look at the Raiders' schedule. It's going to be hard for them not to make it after this start.
Yeah, they've got like because Jags and Texans coming.
You get Chiefs next, which at home. And the Chiefs may still be okay, but right now they're not playing good football.
Yep.
At the Jags, that's a win. At the Bucks.
Yeah.
Broncos at home.
Remember, that's West Coast teams going to the East Coast, which
isn't
easy.
It's a noon game. And I don't think the Bucks are very good, though. So I think they go in there and win that. You got the Broncos. That'll be tough. Texans in Mexico City. Panthers, which suddenly doesn't look very, foreboding. And then you've got the Bills at home. That'll be a game right there that means a lot for the Bills to win that.
Well, here's what I look at the Raiders and say. Their one loss was to the Falcons. And the Falcons are pretty good. That said, have they beat a great team yet? No, but they won at Baltimore, which I think is a great win, especially when it comes down to who's gonna win a wild card.
Right.
That's a nice team to. That's a nice win to have in your pocket. They won at New Orleans, which New Orleans is what it is. But they're 3-0 on the road. If you do that well on the road, and their next two road games are Jacksonville and Tampa,
probably okay.
You're probably going to do all right.
I think you at least split those. I think you win them both, frankly.
So imagine that. They're probably going to go 5-0 on the road outside of division.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Although, you never know what happens. I mean, you get a couple guys hurt, and suddenly you lose a game like you're not supposed to. And because they still don't have a lot of depth, and their defense can be had.
But their defense has improved as the season's gone on.
It has. It has.
You know, Khalil Mack finally started to look like Khalil Mack. I think that offense is legit. I think those like that Derek Carr with Crabtree and Amari Cooper, they've got it figured out with those guys.
Yeah, that's a good combination. Mike, I've hated Tannehill since the word go. Get him out of Miami. # suffering Dolphin.
What?
I feel for
Ryan
you,
Tannehill,
Mike.
If he had an offensive line, he'd be a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, that's your caller from yesterday. Eric, what are the odds the Cubs get it done this year? We'll talk about that. We'll probably get to it next hour. And then, Jesse, what are the odds I get a birthday shout-out from the greatest show in the known universe, history of the known universe? Congratulations, you just did. God, somebody had a really good what are the odds here. Oh, what are the odds Brock gets three more interceptions before their Texans get their first rushing touchdown? That's a good one.
That is a good one. I feel like Lamar Miller's got to score a touchdown this week.
It's a Colts. You've got to score a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
It'll happen. It'll happen this week, but it might not happen before he throws three interceptions.
That's true.
I'll go 60-40 rushing touchdown.
Okay.
And if it doesn't happen this week, it's going to be – those odds change quite a bit.
You know, we were talking about that, and I don't know that Lamar Miller's been a bust per se, but he's like –
I would have had him on that list.
You could make an argument that he should have been on that list. You're talking about guys like 74 yards a game and zero touchdowns through 5 weeks.
Yeah. It certainly could. That could be considered a bust.
Yeah.
You might have said you could really say you bought a lemon there, maybe. But if you got a lemon sitting out in your yard, I know what you can do with it.
God, that was good. Strong work.
I know what you can do with it. You can donate it to my friends at HoustonCarsForKids.com. And hey guys, it doesn't matter what kind of shape the vehicle's in. They just need your donations, and they need them more than ever right now because school started. And doesn't matter what kind of a vehicle it is. It could be a car, a truck, SUV, tractor, boat. And it doesn't have to be running. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. You were thinking about fixing it up, or you were thinking about trading it in, or just giving it away. Well, don't do that. Donate it to Houston Can Academies. They're going to come pick it up free of charge. They're going to tow it. They're going to take care of all the paperwork for you. You get that tax-deductible donation, which is going to look great at the end of the year. So you get to get rid of something you're not using anymore. Get a tax-deductible get a tax deduction on your taxes at the end of the year, and you get to do something great to help kids who are getting a second chance. And if you donate today, you're getting a $50 Visa gift card. And where that money goes from the vehicles that you donate goes to Houston Can Academy's terrific institution that takes in kids that have dropped out of other places. They work around their schedules. They work with them. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things in the community. So this is your chance to help. Just get rid of something you're not using anymore. That's it. 713-225-4226 is your number. 713-225-4226. If you've been thinking about doing this, please do it now. You can go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Just make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Right off the car, not the kid. What a
ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Know what's coming at 7 o'clock tonight? Soccer matters. Glenn Davis, he's got to bleep and regroup. It's going to happen. All right, I have a gym of the day, but we've got a bunch of people that want to do What Are the Odds. What do you want to do? We could save the gym.
We could do whatever, Fred.
I know. All right, we'll save gym of the day because I think it's going to need more than just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Because the clown craze has gotten out of hand.
It's out of control.
As we know, and we have multiple clown updates.
Okay.
So I think at 6:15, we're going to do gym of the day and just do multiple clown updates.
Okay.
So let's take a couple of calls. Play some What Are the Odds. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys. I just had a thought earlier today, and I just want to shoot it out there to you. In my opinion, Brock is kind of being overpaid for his limited experience on the Texans are overpaying him. And then you've got Kubiak and Phillips that Rick Smith fires, and then, 3 years later, went to the Super Bowl in Denver. What are the odds that Rick Smith's ego with two coaches he fired winning Super Bowl so soon had any dealings with his decision to get Brock and pay him that much money?
Yeah, I first off, I wouldn't get too caught up on how much money. That's what you have to pay for a starting quarterback. That's the guy they judge was their guy. And they may be wrong about it. And if they are, it's a two-year mistake, and it's a bad one. But that's the price you were going to have to pay if you wanted to go get a guy like that. I don't think it had anything to do with getting back at the Broncos. And it's not Rick Smith that fired those guys anyway. It was Bob McNair. And I don't think there's anybody anywhere who would say it was a bad thing to fire him at the time. And frankly, Gary Kubiak was never going to be a success here. He was going to be a success in Denver because John Elway has such a hand in everything. And Gary Kubiak is at his best when somebody is standing over him saying, hey, you can do this, you can't do this. That's why he was a really good offensive coordinator for the Ravens, because he had Harbaugh doing that. And that's why he's turned into a really good coach in Denver, because John Elway has a massive influence on the guy. And John Elway can walk in and say, hey, stop this. You got to quit running this stupid play over and over again because it's not working. And that's what he needs. And he's not a guy that if you just give him total rein, he's going to be successful.
Michael. What are the odds Clowney gets 10-plus sacks this year? We'll do that one first.
34%.
Yeah, it seems about right. Fuller wins Rookie of the Year. I'll go 2%.
8%. But
Ezekiel Elliott, unless his head falls off.
Yeah, but
put that in his back pocket.
Man, but it's a running back. He could be at week 7 and his knee snaps.
Okay. If not, he's a good ways behind Dak Prescott right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good ways behind Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but I still think, man, there's too much to play there, frankly.
Okay.
Would
you agree that he's fourth place in the running right now?
Yes.
Through 5 weeks.
And I think 8% is fine.
Okay.
For that. All right, let's try.
I think Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, granted, he's a running back. Anything could happen.
Right now, he should be the favorite.
He's way out in front.
Will.
Hey, guys.
Big Willie. That's what I like to call you. What's up?
Hey, I just want to know, what are the odds that LaDainian Tomlinson makes it in the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility?
He should. I don't know if he will because he's, you know, I honestly have no idea what these writers are thinking when they're doing this Hall of Fame voting. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I got a firsthand view of it at the Super Bowl this year.
It's funny. I was telling you that for years, and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't have imagined that there were real-life people like that.
I kept trying to tell you, this is how they think, buddy. And like, okay. And then guess what? Look what happened.
Yeah.
Blake
says, don't they have an NFC and an AFC Rookie of the Year award? In that case, all the rookies you named are irrelevant. No, they have an Offensive Rookie of the Year and a Defensive Rookie of the Year. So AFC and NFC doesn't matter.
So that
tweet was irrelevant.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's a good try.
It's all right.
We need those. I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He should be.
In my opinion, but that doesn't mean he's going to get in.
Yeah.
Let's try Philip. I like to call him Phil.
Philly. I like to call him Big Philly.
Okay. Big Philly, what's up?
Hey, guys. Sports, love the show.
Hey, love you.
Hey.
Not sexually, hey, just like man love.
Hey, what are the odds, numbers-wise, what are the odds that Dak Prescott ends up having a better season than Brock Osweiler?
Oh, I mean, I'd probably go 75% right now. I mean, like, yardage, Osweiler may end up beating him because Dak Prescott might not play the full season.
But as far as,
like, QB rating, it's almost a lock.
Yeah, because here's the flip side is that it may be that, you know what? Romo comes back, Prescott doesn't play anymore. Osweiler's not going to catch those numbers.
No.
So.
Osweiler's got a pretty good head start on interceptions thrown.
Yeah. Significant.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's going to be, he's pretty safe right now.
It's crazy to think this, man.
Five games in.
I mean, it's really wild to think that 5 games in, the Texans would have been better off with Brian Hoyer. They would have been better off with a fourth-round rookie. The Osweiler thing, if it ends up not improving, which, of course, there's still room for improvement. God, I mean, there's almost room for nothing but improvement. But if it doesn't, this is going to go down as one of like the huge missteps in this franchise's history. Because they were in a situation where most people thought they were in a win now. They were a quarterback away from being a legitimate contender. And if they picked the wrong guy, that's going to be a franchise moment where they really blew an opportunity. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the season change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to get you ready. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a Carvestone overlay. Carvestone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost you to tear everything out and start over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. They can help you hang on to some money as well, 0% financing for up to 18 months. If you're not looking for Carvestone, no problem. They can help you out with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features, water features, whatever you want to do to beautify your backyard, they've got you covered. Go by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, see what they can do for your backyard. You're going to be blown away by these guys. Or you can check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy.